please take your seats so we can start the meeting? Hi, everybody. My name is Jackie, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Jackie.
This is an open meeting of the Atlantic Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. We hope that what you learn here may be helpful to your recovery and your understanding. The format of this meeting is 2 10-minute speakers followed by our information break, and then our main speaker who will speak for 30 minutes. Our first 10-minute speaker is Anthony.
How do people keep a straight face when you're like doing? I don't know. My name's Anthony. I just want to start by saying that when I got sober 7 years ago, I never ever thought that I'd be saying it right here in this beautiful place in New York City. I can't believe it. When they say, like, if you want to make God, like, tell him your plans or whatever, or if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, oh, that's so true, because I really never thought that I'd be standing here in New York City with all you nice people, well, most of you, but, I just want to thank all the people out there that, like, put their hand out to me, and, I think I might get a little emotional, but excuse me if I do, I really want to thank all the people that put their hand out to me and extended their hand and like welcome me to this group. It really means a lot. Like coming where I came from when I was first getting sober, like I give all the glory to God, and I'm like a little nervous right now. I never, like, the last time I had a suit on was when I went to court, so it's a little bit different. So just to give you a little bit back on my background story, I'm originally from Chicago. My whole family is from the south side of Chicago, 34th and Avenue, Bridgeport. Like, our whole, I don't know, it's just a different, whole different mentality. I come from a very old school, working class family, you know, I'm proud of it. In my family, it's a lot of tough love, and I used to hate it, but I think I'm sober today, and I think I'm able to, like, implement these principles in my life because of that old school upbringing. You know, like, my whole family is policemen, firemen, union, teamsters. I was raised by my grandparents, but my parents had problems, but my mom is now sober about 10 years. My stepdad's sober like 20. My dad, I'm not sure if he's one of us, but he had a traumatic brain injury. When I was like 20, when he was about 20, when I was just born about that time, and he's got some problems, to put that, just to say the least. But, you know, thank God I've always had my grandparents. They raised me since I was 5, and, they took me in, and I lived with them, and we ended up moving down to Naples, Florida. And I absolutely hate it. It's a really good place to live. It's just not my cup of tea, though. It's a really, really is. It's a beautiful place. It's a great place to live. It's a place that I love to hate. I'm not gonna lie, but that place really helped me out a lot, especially the AA in that place. Just to give you, oh man, I forgot to turn the timer, but I guess you'll let me know, right? I'm just trying to keep a straight face when it's 5 minutes, and then it's like, goodbye, but really it's in my heart, time to shut up now. I come from a different type of AA, but it's just like a little bit different, like, style, you know. Just to go back a little bit, when I was growing up, I was kind of a trouble kid. Like, I don't have an excuse. That's just the way that I was. For, like, the longest time, I just thought I was a bad seed. But, you know, I was just full of problems, and I didn't know what I didn't know at that time. You know, I had to take every single drink, every single drug, make every mistake until I was ready. And it talks about that with promises. I'm not like some big book thumper, but, you know, it talks about that, you know, how we can make our mistakes and use that to help somebody. And the thing about living in Naples, too, is the whole comparison thing, right? Like, I didn't have my dad in my life. They had all their dads in their life. They came from money, but it was really all in my head. You know what I mean? And just AA has given me such a different outlook upon life. I don't know. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the best thing since sliced bread, in my opinion. And I'm just so grateful for, like, all the people that have come into my life. But, like, going back to my childhood, I really had a great childhood. horrible attitude, and all I could speak was victimese. It was always somebody else's fault, not mine. I never took responsibility for my own actions. You know, I was back in Chicago with all of my cousins on 42nd and Kedzie, and we were doing our thing. Like, I'd be so much happier, and I just need to get away from all these stops, these snobs, and these phonies and stuff like that. And I was dumb, and I had a hard head, you know. And I'm the type of guy that I always have to learn the hard way. And whenever things get tough, I would run, I would quit. That is so exhausting to live like that. I started to get in trouble at an early age, and as you can probably guess, like in Florida, like, or sorry, in Naples, they don't play around as far as the law is concerned. Like, you get pinched for jaywalking, you get a ticket for jaywalking, you know, like, they really don't play around. So, like, you know, getting arrested, getting cases at an early age, and I just got sick of it, honestly. And I went into that sober in Naples, and I don't know why, but like, down there, there's in Naples and in AA, there's a lot of like Irish guys from Boston, and I don't know if you ever really like come across a lot of those guys, but they're kind of like their own breed. But like, they spoke, they really are. Like, but they spoke to me in like a language that I couldn't understand. Like, there's this one guy, his name was Jimmy the Electrician. He said, Anthony, there's three types of people in this world: people that talk about making things happen, people that actually make things happen, and people that wonder what the hell happened. And I had 3.5 years sober, and I didn't follow some of the suggestions out there, and I went back out, and I ended up getting jammed up. I ended up catching up a serious case, and I'm sitting in jail wondering what the hell happened. I had 3 years sober at one point, and I went back out, and you know, being in active addiction is like having a full-time job that you have to pay to go to. It's just horrible. It's just, we've all been there. It takes away everything. You know, no one would believe a word I said. You know, I had diabetes. You know, everyone had lost their baby, you know, and like, it's hard not to get emotional. It's like, when you think about like all the hurt and pain that you caused your family, you know, it's just hard. I don't know. What am I doing? I'm supposed to be like this big tough guy from Chicago, like making a fool of myself. But you know what? Honestly, I can say one thing in sobriety: I don't care what people think about me anymore. Like, I'm not proud of any of my like achievements or accomplishments, but I know one thing: that I'm true to myself, and that I'm a genuine person, and that like I'm a real friend, and like the people I hang out with are like real people. And where was I going? yeah, those like sober, those Boston guys, that really helped me. And there's this one guy, his name is Don Bianco, and he was looking. I remember I got sober the second time, and he was like, I called him and said, Don, I'm getting sober again. I just wanted to let you know. And he's like, okay, this is what you're gonna do. And I'm like, no, Don, I know what, you know, I've been sober before. He's like, no, this is what you're gonna do. I said, okay, Don, what am I gonna do? He goes, you're gonna go to the 7 a.m. meeting every day. You're gonna talk to Dougie every day, and you're gonna call me every day. I said, okay, Don. He goes, and I go to the 7 a.m. meeting. That was my home group in Naples, Florida. It's called the New Dawn Group. Meets 7 days a week. That was my home group. To me, it was the best meeting in Naples. But I go there, and then I talk to Dougie, this other old-timer. I said, hey, Dougie, I don't know if Don told you, but, you know, he told me to talk to you every day here at this meeting. And I said, Jimmy, you have, like, words of wisdom for me or anything? He goes, yeah, don't have to drink today, no matter from what. And I was like, all right, I got to do that. And I just took the suggestions, you know, like, I don't know, like, a lot of good things have happened to me out here. Like, I'm just kind of overlooked. Okay, 1 minute and counting. All right, so let me just, like, put this in a nutshell. Like, during the course of my second time sober, you know, like, I went back to school, I got my degree, like, I've traveled, I've been to Greece, I've been to Colombia, I think I might go back to Colombia, maybe permanently, I don't know, we'll see what happens, but, like, I'm out here, I'm working a real job now, and I never thought I would live here, and I never thought I would just, like, be the person I am today. I always thought, like, since elementary, I was destined for the penitentiary, like, that was just my whole mentality, and, I don't know, just AA is like, just totally changed my life, and I just want to thank a few people before I close. close, I just want to thank my higher power, my family, and the people that believed in me when I couldn't believe in myself. Thank you.
Yeah. Our second 10-minute speaker is Sam.
Yay! Woo!
I'm Sam. I'm an alcoholic. Hello. My sobriety date is June 7th, 2015. My home group is the Live and Let Live group on the Upper East Side. We meet Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Come join us if you're ever not here. I got sober here in New York, in Brooklyn, and I can't believe that this year, God willing, if I don't drink today and keep doing what the lessons that, you know, I was taught in the beginning that still apply now, I'll have 8 years. What in the world? And I just want to say, I was walking into this meeting and I saw someone that I knew back in my drinking days. I met her in high school. And we drank a lot together. And, you know, I saw her last at a meeting when she was counting days. It was one of her first meetings. She has a year almost. It's remarkable. So like, I'm just here to say that I don't, I think it's so great. It's just like, and what I heard was, you know, I don't know very much, really. But what I do know is that this program really works and that it can be tailored to you, exactly what you need. You don't have to have my God. You don't have to have my story. You don't have to have my experiences in recovery. But the more ways in which I can find opportunities to see us as a unit, it's a we program. It's not me versus them. It's not me versus you. It's us. We're here together. And that's the only way for me that I've been able to stay sober. So, I grew up in an alcoholic home. I'm from the West Coast. My parents were addicts and alcoholics. My mother had a saying, if they don't drink, don't let them in the house. You know, like, don't believe people that don't drink and use drugs. They're judgmental, okay? Something is wrong with those people. I firmly believed it, too. I thought the point of being an adult was to make money so you could spend it on alcohol and drugs. Dry goods, you know, and drugs are in my story, but I'll really stick to alcohol. Alcohol was my first love. It was the first thing I did when I was 12. I know I'm an alcoholic because I vividly remember my first drunk. It was peach schnapps, and I got very sick, and I drank it by myself, and I was at a house party. It was two people, with myself and one other friend, and I was upstairs. And she was downstairs, and I just remember staring at myself in the mirror, just like dancing, and then I vomited all over. And that's pretty much how I looked from 12 to 23 when I got sober. That's how my disease never got any better. But what it did give me is, you know, alcohol and drugs for me, but really alcohol. Alcohol gave me like a sense of self that I didn't think I had without it. It gave me a sense of purpose, it gave me a sense of identity. I thought I was beautiful when I drank, I was interesting and smart. I didn't need you also, screw you. I could have fun all by myself, just staring at myself. so ridiculous. But I quickly had consequences because of the way that I drank and used. And so I came to Alcoholics Anonymous for the first time when I was 17. And I didn't do any, you know, I got a sponsor who also had gotten sober in her teens. And I didn't listen to a word she said. She said, go to young people's meetings, connect with others, do the steps, do service. And I was like, you don't know anything. Okay. Like, you're so old. You're 40. How old I'm going to be for you to do, which is also odd. But I just, like, it's closer to me than my teens, you know what I mean? It's so weird. You don't die and you don't drink. You just keep living. So sorry. These are fascinating ideas to me. Everyone's looking at me like, yeah. but I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't do anything she said. 30 days later, someone passed me a drink. I forgot I was in AA. I took it, I drank it. It wasn't until I had finished that drink that I realized I was in recovery. And then my next thought was, good for you, you only had one drink. Let's go get drunk. Like, let's get out of here. And I really thought that what I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous was that if it got too bad, I would be able to interject and I would be able to, like, stop the progression of my own disease by my own will. And what I've come to find is that this disease is extremely cunning, powerful, and baffling. I don't have power over what I don't have power over. Thank you. I am no match for this disease, and it can get exponentially worse. And my story is a pretty low bottom. I don't think I got sober in my early 20s because of any sort of, like, I wasn't wanting to get clean. I just, like, the way that my outsides looked and how my insides felt was thinner and thinner. I was waking up every morning shaking and getting sick. I was drinking every day. I was using a lot of dry goods. I wasn't working. I wasn't going to school. I didn't have a relationship. I didn't care about anything at all. I have been hospitalized several times, all of these things. What I really want to focus on is recovery, because it's been, as I said, like the greatest gift I never knew I wanted, you know? And I, like, don't deserve, but I feel on borrowed time. And I got here because I was getting kicked out of my apartment. I was told by my boyfriend at the time that if he came home and I was there, he's going to call the police. And that got me out of the house to go to a meeting. And I was high, and I was drunk. And a woman extended her hand and said, are you new? Why don't you sit in front with me and listen? And because that woman extended her hand, I stayed. And, like, I have to do that. I have to be willing to do that for newcomers today, to extend my hand, no matter what. Because all that we need to be here is a desire to stop drinking. You know, and I found that I could not stop. I could stop drinking, but I couldn't stop using for a little bit. And it just got increasingly more brutally painful to lie to all of you. Like, it was, I had no problem lying before, but sitting in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and lying to people that I was counting days with, saying I too had 70 days when I was high as a kite, was excruciating. It was excruciatingly painful. I too am a slow learner, and I just did the best that I could at the time, and then I found that I get more honest, willing, and open the longer I stay here. You teach me how to be a better version of myself. You teach me how to trust that if I let go of these parts of me that I think are really my core self, you know, a liar, a manipulator, a thief, a cheat, that I'll actually have the ability to be happy, joyous, and free, and have, like, a crazy, awesome life. And I feel very blessed. I've had the most fun I've ever had in recovery. I've gone on trips. I have friends here. I've gone on trips with them. You know, I've gone to clubs. I've gone to weddings. I mean, I've done everything I never thought I'd be able to do sober. I've had the best time. It's been so much fun. But I did that through, like, hard work. I had a pretty rigid sponsor in the beginning. She told me to call three women a day. She told me to call three women a day, not to talk about myself. It's like my skin was on fire. All I wanted to do was, like, vomit, you know, like, all the problems I was having. She told me to go to meetings where it was really involved in the literature, STEP meetings, AA big book meetings, 12 and 12 meetings. I went to a STEP meeting, again, where I couldn't share if I didn't have experience on the STEP. And what that did is it made me want to do the steps. It made me want to know what it felt like so that I could participate. And, like, sometimes these things of my feeling of, like, I want everyone to like me, and I want to be a part of, and, like, I want to know what people are talking about can be such an asset. It drives me to sort of push myself in ways I don't think I'm capable of. And then all of you show me that it's possible, too. Thank you, with 1 minute left. I've just been amazed at, like, how I had a challenging day today, right? I quit my job today. I'm transitioning. What sobriety gives me is choice. Today I have choices. I have the ability to prioritize my recovery, and then what that gives me is the opportunity to like connect with my higher power and have a new experience in the world. I don't have to suffer. I learned that here. I'm continuously learning it here. And I'll just reemphasize again before I close that like, this has been the funnest, most enjoyable ride. I don't know what I was holding on to for all those years. But like 22, my 22nd year, I was in a drug house, you know, using and drinking and using drugs. That's all I did that whole week, month, almost half a year. Today I have like friends that I get to see. I get to come to this meeting and speak to all of you, and I get to now say goodbye. So thanks you all for letting me join.